Soak mit Blood auf Flux FM am Freitag. Nachmittag heute Abend spielt die Künstlerin im schönen Lido und Bridie Mons Watson, wie sie mit bürgerlichem Namen heißt. Sie ist jetzt bei mir im Studio. Wir quatschen über die Debüt-LP Before We Forgot How to Dream, die ja im Mai via Rough Trade veröffentlicht wurde. Wir finden außerdem heraus, wie merkwürdig es ist, als 19-jährige Songs aufzunehmen, die schon vor 5-6 Jahren erfunden wurden von ihr selbst. Wir sprechen über Aufnahmen mit Band, wir sprechen über Thomas McLaughlin, das Leben im Musikbusiness und die Wichtigkeit des Träumens und noch vieles mehr. Zunächst aber nochmal hello and welcome again, Bridie.
Hey.
How are you doing today?
Doing good.
Cool. Where are you coming from, actually?
Where were we? Yesterday we were in Lund.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Cool. And played a show there as well?
Played a show there, yeah.
Sounds good to me. Congratulations on the debut LP. It's out, finally, for a few months already. You must have had a great summer with the album.
Yeah, it was amazing.
In your luggage, right?
Yeah, tons of festivals.
Cool. You enjoyed yourself?
Yeah, I had a lot of fun.
Cool. And you're happy with the final result of the album? Because, I mean, there's a band happening all of a sudden, and you've tried out some things with Thomas McLaughlin, who produced the album, but you're happy with the results?
Yeah, I've worked with Tommy for years, and it sounds really good to me. And live, it's just like we can, like with the band now that we're touring that way, we can completely replicate the album live.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun.
And it must be nice. I mean, you haven't been all on your own when you were touring solo. There's been tour managers with you and people who supported you while on tour. But I mean, it must feel great to be with the gang now. Like not only a tour manager, but the gang, the band is with you.
It's cool, yeah.
And you enter the cities and you're like, what the you want from us? The gang has arrived. Don't you?
Yeah, we've got a bus and everything on this tour as well, so we got the ring. My brother's doing merch for us and everything.
Oh, no.
Yeah, so there's like, I think, 6 or 7 of us.
An early affair as well.
Kind of, yeah.
Cool. Is your brother as old as you or a little older?
He's a little older. He's 21.
Oh, yeah. Still a young boy.
Still a young man.
But that must be nice to have your brother on tour with you.
Yeah, it's good fun.
Cool. Familiar feeling in every city. there's songs on the LP that you have written years ago, like when you first started. You were 13 when you first started writing songs, and I think there's songs on the album that you must have written when you were like 15 or so.
Yeah.
How is looking back at that phase of your life? Because I mean, 5 years from 14 to 19.
Yeah.
I mean, that is a lot happening in those 5 years.
Yeah, definitely. I think looking back on them, I kind of, like, I don't regret any of the lyrics or any of the songs or anything. But there's definitely different, like, if I played a song I wrote when I was 15 now, there's definitely different aspects of it that I would focus on as opposed to what I was focusing on when I wrote the song.
Yeah, cool.
So I'm not embarrassed about any of my songs yet.
No, I don't think you should be, but it must be kind of strange to look back at a certain phase of your life and go like, oh, this is who I was 5 years ago. Now I'm totally different, but I still like the person that I was maybe way back when. I've read that you turned down a few labels before signing with Rough Trade. What did they offer that the others couldn't?
I signed like my first ever kind of deal when I was 16. And then after that, I was kind of like, because that was a publishing deal, and I was like, I don't really want to sign a record deal until I'm completely committed and I'm not in school or whatever. So I turned down a lot of labels because of that.
So you just wanted to finish school first? And
well, at that point in time, yeah. And also kind of wanted to be a kid before I had to, before everything got really professional. And also I just don't think I'd find the right label yet either. So whenever Rough Trade came through with their offer, like we almost signed with another label and Rough Trade came in and I don't know, like, I went for meetings with Jeff and Jeanette, who run the label, and I really liked them, and we signed within like 10 days or something.
Cool.
It just worked, and I haven't regretted it. I love everyone at Rough Trade.
It's a lovely label, and I really think it comes down to that thing called vibe again, right? When you're talking to a label, if you have the feeling that you get artistic freedom,
I mean,
and stuff, you probably want to be with those guys.
Yeah, if you meet like a label that's, you know, and their first impressions are just like, they're completely honest and with the music then.
Yeah, and I mean, look at the catalog of Rough Trade.
Exactly.
There's been so many great bands on that label. So that must have been a reason too, maybe,
yeah,
to sign with those guys. Now, before we talk a little bit more, let's listen to another song off the record before we forgot how to dream. Before we forget how to dream, I'm sorry. and it, this call is called this song is called Sea Creatures, and it's been recorded with the full band, and it has a really nice sound to it. Soak mit Sea Creatures auf Lux FM. Wir quatschen gleich noch ein bisschen weiter, hören noch eine Live-Performance und verlosen Tickets für die Show heute Abend im Lido. Oh, this is like a wall of sound almost, with the strings and everything. Beautiful. What a beautiful recording you've done. So who's in the band? What's the live setup like now?
There's three of us on stage. I feel like all together we just have everything like, mm-hmm, together now, because we're like touring with guitar techs and sound people, so like nothing's kind of, before it was a lot of kind of like using in-house sound guys.
Yeah.
And, like, it's quite scary.
Sometimes it is, right?
Yeah, but we've got it all together now. And on stage it's me, Hugh, who plays drums, and Tommy, who plays like guitar, bass, keys.
Okay, whatever's needed.
A lot of stuff. So.
Sounds good to me. So you found the right guys to tour with you as a live band.
Yeah.
Now, we've just mentioned that some of the LP songs are a bit older. You've rewritten them when you were 16 or like 4 to 5 years ago, maybe.
Yeah.
What's up with new material? Are you already working on that a lot?
Started to kind of like, during sound checks and stuff, like work out some songs with, mm-hmm, the band, which is cool. And other than that, when I'm home, I write a lot of stuff, but on the road it's kind of difficult.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, you're kind of completely consumed by what you're doing, because,
yeah,
it's all you're doing every day. You wake up and you sound check and you...
Yeah, and I mean, there's an adrenaline rush every day, right? You're,
yeah,
getting ready for the show, you're nervous. I don't understand.
There's not much time to write.
Yeah, and then there's one band out of 100 bands that is able to write songs on the road, but
yeah.
I never get how they do it.
I think a lot of bands that write songs on the road just end up writing songs about being on the road.
Yeah, and that sucks.
And nobody really wants to hear that.
I'm back on the road again with the boys in the band. Those are the songs that come out of these sessions.
You should write that song.
Stupid white rock songs. Back on the road again. And they have this accent, right?
It's true. It's like a country American accent. It doesn't make any sense.
Oh, man. Righty, I want to thank you for visiting. But before you leave, you have to play us a song in a live version. And you just told me that you wanted to play Be a Nobody on the acoustic,
yeah,
guitar. Cool. Do you have one with you?
Yeah,
I see one. Yeah, that's cool. Let's use that one. Why not? Okay. So, mach dich kurz bereit und schnallt die Gitarre um. Wir hören nochmal eine Live-Version ihres Stückes Be a Nobody. Und im Anschluss gibt's eine Verlose für die Tickets, die sie heute Abend oder die für den Eintritt im Lido heute Abend gültig sind. Also, Soak live auf Flux FM. Stadium Applause once again for Soak. Thank you so much for that beautiful performance. Thank you, Bridie. See you next year. Bye.
Bye.